This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU School of Law and John and Marcia Ryan Bioethicist in Residence program will present its 2019 lecture this evening. I talked with Dr. Alex London about his presentation, Artificial Intelligence in Medicine, Does Accountability Require Explainability? For today's WSIU In Focus.
You know, I think one of the things that people are most hopeful about when it comes to artificial intelligence in medicine is the prospect that it will be able to facilitate wider access to a higher level of care than people are getting now. One example I'll talk about in my talk, there's a system that was recently approved by the FDA where in the past, in order to diagnose a particular eye condition, you had to go and see a specialist. And a lot of people would not make an appointment to go see a specialist for a variety of reasons. But this new system is available in a clinic. It doesn't have to be operated by an eye care specialist, and it's very accurate in terms of making a diagnosis. And so the hope there would be lots of people who might not otherwise make it to a specialist could have this system look at their eyes and make a diagnosis. You know, I think on the other side, there's a lot of fear. People worry that these systems won't be accountable, it's going to sort of take the humanity and the compassion out of medicine. It's going to lead to the de-skilling of physicians, so they're not going to be as good at their job. And, you know, I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle and depends a lot on what we do now and how we regulate this system going forward.
That leads right into my next question. When it comes to regulation and the ethics of artificial intelligence in medicine, are there ways to make the choices and policies more clear?
Absolutely. So I think part of it comes from demystifying the technology. I think the words artificial intelligence make people think that you have a robot doctor, you know, something out of Star Wars or Star Trek. And the truth is a lot farther from that. These are systems that have limitations like any other system. And the more that you understand those limitations, the easier it is to think about the ways in which you can verify, you know, their accuracy and when you can use the conditions under which it's safe to use them, when they'll be reliable, when they're likely to not be reliable. And I think we're at a point now where we're still figuring some of those things out, and that's hampered by the degree to which these systems are still seen as pretty mysterious by people. But, you know, in the talk, I'll talk about some concrete, you know, methods that that we should use to be able to verify how different systems work, the conditions under which we can use them, and I'll talk about how some pretty widespread criteria that some people want to suggest we ought to use to hold that we ought to use in evaluating these systems, you know, might not be as good as advertised.
I'm curious if there's a period of time or a scientific method that you could point to that is similar to this, where you could say, we figured that out in the past, we'll figure this out as well.
I think there are. It's very useful to draw parallels to previous technologies. I think people have thought that a variety of imaging technologies, for instance, was going to open up the body to visual inspection without having to open up the body, and that it was going to be a panacea in ways that it hasn't worked out to be. Various imaging technologies have their uses and they have their limitations. You know, I think another example is arthroscopic surgery, that where you can enter the body through very small incisions. People thought that was going to make surgery far safer and less burdensome on patients. And in some areas it has, and in other areas that's still something that we're waiting to see if we can fully develop. So I think understanding what these systems can do, demystifying them, makes it possible to have realistic conversations about their pros and their cons in a way that Hollywood images of utopian futures and dystopian futures really don't allow you.
As your lecture approaches, I wonder about those people outside the medical or the legal fields. Why should they be involved in decision making here or learning more about the ethical considerations involved?
So I think, you know, some of your listeners are a member of a class that I would call the temporarily abled. They may not right now be patients. But, you know, part of life is that most of us will at some point or another have to engage with the health system. And so as citizens of a democracy, you know, it's important to know how health systems are developing. We have to preserve accountability and trust in health systems. And so in many ways, the issues that I'm talking about, you know, really affect us all.
Alex London's lecture is coming up today at 5 o'clock at the SIU School of Law. You can get more information at law.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.